Huggy.
Matt.
Hey, welcome, Huggy. How are you? Good to see you.
Good. You good? How are you?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, good to hear from you, buddy.
I feel like I open it with like a more vibe. You know what I mean?
I do.
More energy.
Yeah, I like that.
Was that good?
That was good. That was very energetic.
Did you feel the energy?
I did. It was palpable. That's a big word.
That is a big word, dude. Right now, it's not a good word to use.
Okay, I won't use it. Sorry, I take it back.
Okay, so why don't you use a different word?
It was really there. Yeah, it was really there.
Thank you. That was a lot better. Mm-hmm. I could understand right there.
I just want to, right off the bat, I just want to tell you that I've got, you know, just so we can, there's content to the show, real content, okay, that I will have more horrible social media posts and some more like disgusting facts, if you want them. I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready for you.
100%. I got real or fake band names too.
Okay, cool. That's wow. This show's full of content already. Wow.
And I have a choice for you to make for me. I have two beers sitting in front of me. I have one by Tonewood Brewery called Outer Limits, or I have one by Pipeworks Brewing Company called Blood of the Unicorn. Which one should I drink?
Tell me a little bit more. Give me a little more than that.
The Outer Limits by Tonewood Brewing Company is a double IPA.
Double IPA.
8.4%.
8.4%. That's
Blood
solid.
Blood of the Unicorn is hoppy red ale.
Hoppy red ale.
Hoppy. Yeah, it's very hoppy.
Hoppy.
Sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is 6.5%.
Oh, go with the first one.
Oh, the higher alcohol content?
Yeah, let's just go with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm gonna open
let's get back drunk tonight.
Tonewood Brewer, Oakland, New Jersey. Oh, that's already too late, Applehead. That's already too late. It is Thirsty Thursday.
It's warm out.
Mm-hmm.
Glug, glug, glug.
Tomorrow's going to be hungover Friday.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not.
Is your coffin ready? I was just saying, Applehead, that we got lots of good content tonight for the show.
Good.
More horrible posts, disturbing facts. Matt has real or fake band names, and
I also have real life situations. That's my other
don't we all thing. Really don't we all have real life situations?
Yeah, but you know, something we could all relate to, hopefully, that all these situations I have we all can relate to.
I guess we'll have to wait and find out, won't we? And we'll see if we can relate to them or not.
We could relate to them right away. We could start off with the real life situations.
Okay, pose a real life situation.
Yeah, Applehead.
I was gonna say I'm gonna propose to see if I could do a segment.
Absolutely.
Applehead's dating advice.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
people write in with their relationship problems, and I'll solve them.
That sounds horrible. And I think that
I'll make them worse. I mean, I'll solve them.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Did anybody write in for these problems, or are we just going to make something?
No, no, no.
No, I'm just throwing it out there now.
Okay, we can solicit that if you have dating advice
for our five listeners.
No, it's up in the double digits there. Still, you know, still holding on to where we're at.
I would say email or send a message to the Matt and Huggy podcast page on Facebook. Sure.
Should we have like a hashtag, Matt and Huggy podcast or something?
I think we should do a lot of things that we're not doing. Maybe we should get an Instagram page.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like he said, there's a lot of things we should be doing. Yeah, are you going to do them?
Well, I asked my son that he would do them. I just got to follow through with
you know
him.
What? I'll create an Instagram page.
Which son? With the young one? The youngest one? Owen?
No, the middle one.
Jake.
Alec.
Yeah. And you asked him if he would do it. What did he say?
He said, "Oh yeah, I totally do it." I didn't follow through. I didn't follow through with it yet. I just asked him. I put it out there, and he said, "Yeah, I'll do it for you."
Does he know what he's doing?
I have no idea. Probably more than we do. I'm going to say more than we do, buddy. More than we do.
Okay. So let's do some follow through. Let's try to get this thing going. I like it.
Okay. Well, let's start off right now. I thought this was kind of funny with a real life situations. How do you feel if your son or daughter, Apple had this a little hard for you, but if they all of a sudden they were just like, you know who you remind me of, Dad? And I was like, who's that? And he's like, Chong from Cheech and Chong. And you say, hey, man. So how does that make you feel?
Say, well, why is that?
How does that make you feel as a parent? You know, if your kid relates you to somebody, you're like, you know, not high in status.
But I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah, the only, you know, Matthew's not Mexican.
Right, exactly. I don't think Chong was Mexican either. Was
no,
he?
I don't think he is either. I think it was just played up.
Wait, Tommy Chong? I think he's like half Mexican.
Is he? I don't know if he is or not.
But in the Cheech and Chong movies, I don't think he was Mexican. Like, remember, he came from a super wealthy family. Remember?
Wait, let's look this up.
So, to answer your question. I know what you're saying, but like, it's not, at least it's not somebody you hate. Like, okay. It's not, you know, it's not someone that you despise. It's not like terrible.
Okay.
You know, it's somebody you kind of like and think is funny and, you know, yeah.
So what if your daughter said, hey, Dad, you kind of remind me of John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I would have a problem with. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dad, you know you remind me of who? Jerry Sandusky.
Dad, who's that guy with the gerbil? What was his name?
Jerry Pennington. But just not as good looking, Dad.
Who's that guy from Russia? Oh, Stalin? You remind me of Joseph Stalin. I don't think that's that bad. I know what you're saying. It's like he's not like a role model, so to speak.
Right. Okay.
It's not a huge compliment of you as a human being, but it's not terrible. It's borderline. You must have laughed when he said that.
I did.
Yeah, laugh. I mean, it is kind of funny.
I was like, hey.
And then Matt sold him a dime bag.
I was like, hey, man. Hey, man. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Tommy Chong was born in Alberta, Edmonton,
yeah,
Alberta.
That's a hotbed.
His mother was Scottish, Irish, Canadian.
Hotbed of Mexican activity
his
there.
His father was Chinese Canadian.
So he's not. There's nothing. It's all. It was a scam.
Yep.
Yeah, he was. I knew he wasn't Mexican either. I knew Matt was right.
Well, Cheech is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I would think. Yeah. There's a stretch. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we saw that.
Yeah, I think Los Lobos right. Might be too.
Yeah.
Those guys might be. Yeah, I think. I have to look that up.
Man.
They might be.
Hey, man. How about, here's another one. How about when you see your friends, you know, all the time, maybe once a week, and every time you see your friends, you get drunk with them? Is that a bad problem or a good problem?
That's my life.
How about you're asking if it's too much? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Like you're saying, should I dial it back a little? Or is it fine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or yes. Is it fine or is it bad? Or should you do non-drinking activity with your friends?
Or does Matt need new friends?
Does it exceed?
I think
once
my
a
friends
week?
Need a new Matt. I think my friends need a new Matt is the problem.
Oh yeah,
does it exceed once a week?
Maybe twice a week, yeah. Yeah.
Is it always a hot mess? Like, or is it sometimes mellow?
It's like, you know, it's borderline.
You
want
to get back to me on that one?
Yeah, it's like a borderline hot mess. You know, sometimes it's hot mess, sometimes it's just a mess.
Me and Matt are in the same boat.
Yeah.
Matt, I know exactly what we were talking about. This past weekend, went out with some friends. We wound up going to a couple places. A bunch of people came back to my place. The blinds were shut in my apartment.
Obviously, you know, to keep 7 the sun o'clock out. In the morning. Of course.
I went to bed at 7 a.m. I slept all day.
Oh, my. Was everybody up till 7 a.m.?
And then what I do when I got up, I went out, met my friends, and we started drinking.
Okay. So, yeah. That is more of a hot mess than I've ever had. I don't think we've ever stayed up to 7 o'clock drinking.
7 o'clock.
No. I didn't even know what time it was. It just, you know, it's. I think it's daylight saving time.
That's what threw you. Okay. That's what threw you, that 1 hour.
It does. It's 6 o'clock. Now it's 7 o'clock.
Really messed things
shit,
up.
Holy shit, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody has to leave. I have to go to breakfast.
I was trying to make margaritas at 5 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't have a problem with that. I mean, why not? I mean, you're having fun. I think it's fine.
Okay. You know,
twice a week being an asshole. Yeah, whatever. It's not that bad.
Are you getting into fights?
Am I?
Are you? Here's the thing.
No, just the one time.
Are you getting into fights? Are you getting arrested? Are you missing work?
Getting into fights with my friends sometimes.
Getting DUIs.
Okay.
Every once in a while, but all the other stuff.
Like
no.
Fist fights?
No, not fist fights.
Are you shirking your duties as a parent?
Well, when I leave at like 5 p.m. and then I don't feed my kids, then I guess that would be yes. But, you know, I mean. But when they're, you know, 16 years old, I guess, you know, it's a Friday night.
You feel as though they could fend for themselves at that point.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we'll eat dinner Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, Saturday, you're on your own.
Well, 2 days they have to fend for themselves?
Well, you know, I mean, every once in a while, you know, I'll do a Saturday dinner, maybe. I'll order food. How's that? We won't sit down and eat dinner. I'll order
But you'll food. Order food. You'll do some takeout. There okay. All right. I got it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
so then it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine, right?
I guess it's okay. Yeah, I mean, you're having fun. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. You know, they can,
obviously, Appleheaded totally agrees with that because he's in the same messy situation.
As
the only problem, I don't. Yeah, have
did
kids
you did you
wife.
Honestly think?
I'm
did you think
own.
He was going to not agree? Like, what, was there a gray area you were concerned about there?
No, there was not. How about a clean car? Does that bother you? Not having a clean car, or is it not even like register on your?
I like it at least moderately clean. I mean, it doesn't have to be like, you know, out of the showroom, but I like it moderately clean. Yes. Yes.
Moderately clean.
I'd say, you know, reasonably. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Like to me, it bothers me. It's like messy. You know?
Yeah. I don't like it when it's messy. No.
But I like it when it's clean. I like it when it's nice, like tight, you know, it's like out of the showroom.
Yeah, I mean, no. I shoot for that. It's hard because I still have little kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're constantly ruining it. And
when I get in my car, my kid has been driving it. There's McDonald's bags and there's just trash all over your car.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know what? You can't borrow my car. And then there's no gas. So then, yeah, that bothers me, right? These are real life situations.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds to me like that's on them. You know, they're failing. They're failing
so
you.
What if Applehead borrows your car and he only you have a full tank of gas and he returns with like a half a tank? Does that bother you?
And you find a dead hooker in the trunk.
Very bothersome. Very bothersome.
Yeah.
Wait, which part? The low gas or the dead hooker? Wait, which one?
The low gas. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, have the courtesy to return it. With a full tank and a dead hooker, at least.
Yeah. Matt, I filled your tank up and I got rid of the dead hooker. Thanks, man.
What a good guy. I'll lend you my car anytime.
Yeah, so there you go. I think those.
Wait, I have one more.
Oh, wow.
So I'm with my friends getting drunk and I reiterate to them like all the CDs that I have. Like, I, you know, thousands of CDs. I don't know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I come with an idea this is my whole thing. Come up with an idea. I'm like, you just have like an interface with all your CDs on there. And they said, well, what about Apple Music? That's exactly what you're talking about. Now, when your friends shoot down a great idea you have when you're drinking, that's a bad idea, right? They should just totally agree with you, right? They shouldn't tell you your idea is stupid.
They should totally agree with you, and they shouldn't tell you your idea is stupid.
Yes.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, it's
no.
pretty stupid, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know what to say to that. I think it's okay if they tell you it's stupid. I kind of do. I mean, if it is, you know, I kind of would expect. Yeah, yeah. I think you have to accept that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. I mean, is that what? That's not what you wanted to hear. I'm guessing.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
No,
that's fine. That's fine. I put it out there, and you know, it's hard to hear the truth sometimes. And you know, you're right there. You just told me the truth.
Okay. Good. I wanted to.
But I'm trying to figure out what to do with all my CDs. I mean, I never use
it's them. Really, it's like, I know you don't want to get rid of them because, you know, and it's funny, I got rid of some that I didn't like listen to, and but I still have a few hundred left probably, but yeah, it's weird. It's like a weird position to be in.
Like I have this whole rack, dude. It's like this metal rack and it holds 1,000.
Plus yeah.
I have boxes and boxes of CDs, which I know. Is probably another 1,000. So
all the shit that we got.
Yeah, like
all the years in radio,
sitting around. Like, what do you do with them all?
Yeah, I know.
So my idea was to have like a little, you know, interface, and you put them all on there, and you can just go through and see which ones you like. And they're like, well, you can just do Apple Music, and I'm like, well, that's not what I want because I can't think of all those bands. I want to look through my library, right?
Yeah, I agree. With
yeah,
that. Because when you say you're like, oh yeah, this album, I forgot about that. It's not on the top of your mind. You're not looking through a physical collection.
Yes. So I think that I was just like saying like, it'll be cool. And they're all like, nah, it's stupid. Apple Music is better. I'm like, but didn't you have to think about what you want to hear? Like when I go and I look at my CDs, I'm like, oh, let me look at that. I'm going to listen to this.
Yeah.
You know, but with Apple, you have to think about what you want to hear.
I mean, I have it. I have Apple Music and I do like it. Yeah, like I honestly do. Cool. Like, and I'm on the road a lot too. So, you know, it's just neat to just put in like a band or something and then just be like, oh, wow, this is cool. Let me just throw this on. And, or, you know, what I'll do is like, I'll read about some new music that sounds like I might be interested in. And then I'll just like make a list of those bands and then I'll just pop it in Apple Music. And I do kind of like that. I do like it. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you're actually going a little bit further. You're writing down bands and.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'll read like, oh, wow, that sounds like something I might like or. You know, that sounds pretty cool, or I liked a few of their other songs. Yeah, yeah.
Well, what do we do? But the question is, what do we do with all the old CDs?
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, keep what? Them, you get yeah, rid of I them? Mean, what are you going to get? No one's going to buy them, so you might as well keep them at this point. They're not really worth anything, I guess.
But do you like put them in a box and just throw
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I think I have a crate. I have a crate downstairs in my basement. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Go to Matt's backyard and blow
him
up.
I actually did I bought an external CD drive because my, you know, the new computers don't have them. So, and I was loading stuff in. I was like, you know, and I have all these CDs. Let me load some stuff in. So I bought, and it was like $20 for the drive. And I put a bunch of stuff on there. I probably downloaded another 100 songs just from the CD. So it was good. It's in my phone, perfect. You know? Yeah.
Oh, so it's in your phone now. Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's in my phone. Yeah.
So I have a 1 terabyte like, external hard drive. So it's almost all the way full with music.
Mm.
And I don't even know if all my CDs are on. I think most of them are on there.
Oh, wow.
So they're on there right now, but I'm like, but they're just sitting there. So
yeah,
I have them, download it.
Right.
But what do I do with them? Huh? Get rid of them? Not get rid of them.
Yeah, I mean, I would load them into a device. You could use it. I mean, that's what I do with my phone. You know, I mean, I think I have probably like, I don't know, 1,300 songs in my phone, which is more than I probably would ever fucking listen to anyway. Excuse me. Yeah. Okay. So I would download them into your phone or something. Yeah.
Those are my situations. Thank you guys for listening to my problems in my life.
Yeah, I mean, that's nothing that bad. I think they're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pot. Drinking.
Yeah. Really high level stuff here. Really high level stuff here.
Well, you know, I try to keep it simple. Dude.
No, and I like that. And who doesn't love that? Because the world is too complicated anyway.
Yeah.
let's do some horrible posts. This was a woman who probably wanted to private message a guy she had been with, and she did not do that. And she clearly regretted it. She writes, "Thank you too, Michael. I had a great time as well. I'm glad you enjoyed my other pussy. I must admit, I haven't had sex in a while. So getting mounted by such a strong and powerful man was a pleasant surprise after so many long months of abstinence. I hope this message doesn't scare you. I just wanted you to know what a wonderful time I had with you. You are permanently invited to the love cave in between my legs."
Wow.
So then her friend Donna writes, "Tracy, seriously?
Love.
You didn't think Facebook was private, did you? That's why they have the option to send an email." And then she's like, then she writes, "It's great. Oh no, somebody please tell me how to erase this. I wrote inside the wrong box. How embarrassing." So then this guy underneath writes, "Nice." And then she writes, "No, tell me how to get rid of it." He goes, "Don't know how, but the whole world knows you just got laid." And so that's a good one. I really enjoyed that one.
That is a good one.
Love. I've never heard.
I know, right? Yeah. That's a good one.
I might have to name my apartment the Love Cave.
So then this girl posts on her Facebook, "Oh my God. See, this is the stuff that scares me. Oh my God, I hate my job. My boss is a total pervy wanker. Always making me do shit stuff just to piss me off. Wanker." So then her boss said, "I guess you forgot about adding me on here. Firstly, don't flatter yourself. Secondly, you've worked here 5 months and didn't work out that I'm gay. I know I don't prance around the office like a queen, but it's not exactly a secret. Thirdly, that shit stuff is called your job. You know what I pay you to do. But the fact that you seem to be able to fuck up the simplest of tasks might contribute to how you feel about it. And lastly, you seem to have forgotten that you have 2 weeks left on your 6-month trial period. Don't bother coming in tomorrow. I'll pop your P45 in the pole." Man, it's got fired right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That.
You know what? Yeah. Good for him.
That good is for him. Classic.
You like that one? Yeah. Yeah, that I was do pretty like good. That one.
Yeah, that you was can't pretty write good. That stuff about your boss, you know what I mean? He sounds like he was completely justified.
Yep. Huh. So then, that's
a good one. Good one.
This is a disturbing one. This person writes, surprise, just found out Michelle R has herpes. Good luck to all the dudes she banged, and oh my, there are a lot. So then all these guys start writing, "No, are you serious?" And "What the fuck, she didn't tell me." And it just, all these guys are like, "We're screwed." Like, it's just all these guys started writing, which was pretty funny. I like that one. Then this one, then this girl writes, "The best thing about anal, everything." And then the responses are, "Interesting." That's one response. Then her mom writes, "Oh, you are your mother's daughter." Which then she writes, "Oh my God, mom, please.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree."
And
here's another one right there.
Here's another one I like. Susan writes, "Hey Gerald, this is odd, but just wondering how Viagra is working for you. Mike and I have been having trouble in the bedroom, and he's considering it."
Huh, nice.
So all these people are right. You can't get it up. Ha, ha, ha. And I don't think Gerald responded. Let's see. There was one more. So, yeah.
This is all on Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah, this is all on Facebook.
Okay.
So then this girl, Sierra, writes, and I'll end on this one, "Definitely pregnant. Ultrasounds to follow. The guy's name, you better step up." He writes, then he writes, "What the fuck, really?" Then he goes, "Seriously, though, you've been fucking around on me. I know you have. I want a DNA test." She writes, "Fuck that shit. Those are expensive. And while I haven't been monogamous, you're the only one that came inside. All the other guys wore condoms. Then he's like, yeah, well, I was too drunk to get it on, and condoms break all the time. Nah, I did the water test, you know, where you fill the condom up with water to see if there are any leaks. And I talked to the other four guys, and they remember wearing a condom. He writes, four guys? What the F? We were only broken up for a week. You're a fucking slut. I'll pay for the damn test. I guarantee I'm not the father. Well, oh, you know you couldn't satisfy me with your small little baby dill pickle.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I mean, talk about
this kid
airing it out.
He's fucked.
I mean, how horrifying is that?
Yeah.
That's a nightmare situation.
That is.
Because everybody could say it. I think that's the worst part of all these things.
Well, what happens if it's not his kid? And then he's stuck with raising a kid that's not
exactly.
him?
Exactly.
You know? I mean, yeah. Really? I mean, I think you even can't. And I'm not entirely sure about this, but I think for him to get a DNA test is pretty difficult. He's fucked, that guy. If that baby could be any of five guys, any of those five guys, it could be one of those guys is the lucky one.
Yeah.
And it could not be him.
Roll the dice.
It might not be.
Roll the dice.
But who's to say? She says the other guys wore a condom.
Yeah, exactly. He's probably the only like halfway stable one. That's why she's picking him.
No, yeah. He's the one who makes
exactly.
the most money.
Exactly. He's the one that probably has a job. Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Wait, is this Applehead's like dating advice right now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
good.
This is a preview.
Yeah, Applehead's like, can you give me her name again? I just double checking.
I think that's more common than people
I'm
think.
Sure it is. It probably happens quite a bit.
Yeah.
There was a girl that came into the bar where I bartended. She thought she was Irish her whole life. She did the DNA test where you find out your ancestry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thought she was 100% Irish. She got the test taken. Turns out she's Italian. And she went there. We're there. That's the first nightmare part of this.
Shut up, dude. That is the dream right there. The dream.
So she asked her mom, and her mom confessed that she is most likely the daughter of the neighbor down the street.
Oh, nice. My.
Whoa.
So, and she was like, what the fuck? Her whole life she thought this guy was her dad, but it's not. It was the dude down the street. And I bet you that happened.
Jesus.
Way more common.
Yeah,
than
it
you
does.
Think.
No, people have been getting all kinds of surprises. It's messed up families, that whole thing. Yeah.
You know, that explains so much, dude. I always thought I was I was Italian, but every time I take a wean to pee, I'm always like, I have the Irish inch. It's like my mom must have had sex with the mailman.
Something doesn't add up here.
I thought we were supposed to be big and.
Why am I the only one in the family?
I thought we were supposed to be big and bold, huh? Why am I so little?
You know, I'm really not that hairy either.
Why am I always making potatoes?
Yeah.
This cabbage is good.
Yeah. You know, I'm not really into tomatoes.
Why do I always want
to... Olive oil, ew.
Why do
disgusting.
I always
want
to dance to this Irish jig all the time?
You know that song, Dominic the Donkey?
Hate that song. Hate that
it's
song.
It's the worst Christmas song. Oh, my God. Dumbest song ever.
Oh, that's pretty funny, Applehead. Yeah, maybe your dating advice isn't that bad.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, and you know what? It's a unique time in human history because we have the technology to figure this shit out. This shit went on for centuries.
True. It's a good point.
You know?
Just imagine that, finding out years later, like, oh, that's your dad is probably down the street. I fucked that guy.
Yeah. And what are the consequences that the women has to pay?
No.
Zero.
No. I mean, really, what? You're just going to be like, sorry.
Nothing. Sorry.
Oops. Yeah. My bad. It was a crazy time.
You know, I was in a relationship with your father for many years, but that 1 month I was ovulating, and you know what? I don't know. The neighbor looked hot that day. And...
Wow. Yeah, that's fuck. That's frightening. By the way, I had an interesting, real quick, story locally here. There's a town that's about 20 minutes from me called Duxbury. And I mean, this town is so white, like Applehead. Duxbury. Applehead, if you stepped in there, they would think you were black. That's how white this town is. And so the football coach of the high school team just got fired because the players were using anti-Semitic slurs as plays. So there was a play that they had in their playbook called the Auschwitz. And I guess it all got out. So they whacked the coach. And well,
can you explain the play?
No, they didn't explain the play. No, they didn't. No, I think we could use our imagination. And I'm like, this place is 20 minutes. I mean, literally 20 minutes. I drive fast, like 15. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, and like, yeah, I get the fact that, okay, he was the adult in the room. But like, do you know what worries me is these kids? Like, you know, they had been doing this shit more than one game.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and all it is just ignorance. Like, people, they don't know. Like, they don't understand what they're talking about. Yeah, and I know everyone's very obsessed with the canceling and everything. This is one of those situations where I think they got it right. I think you got it. You don't mess around with shit like that. And I,
what were some of the other plays called?
That was just one that they use as an example, the Auschwitz. That was from the one story I read. I think more is going to come out about it, but that was from the one story that I read last night when this thing was breaking. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Right down the street from you, 20 minutes away.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. They don't like the Jews there, do they?
No.
They have a play called Huggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go out to the guy with the big nose.
Yeah.
And you hold out your hands and he gives you pennies.
Yeah, exactly. God, the Huggy. You Jesus knock him over, Christ, try dude. To take his wallet, have him sign over all his assets to you.
Throw the ball to the least athletic guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a low blow.
Yeah, that's
come on. Let's name all the Jewish sports people in history.
What? Why are we doing this?
Wait, there wasn't any.
Yeah.
What about that great bit? We're just joking.
What about that
Julian
great
Edelman? He's Jewish.
Yeah, there you go. Larry Birdman, the basketball player.
Yeah, that's right.
Big McGoldbride.
Yeah. Remember, what's his name? The guy who was suspended from baseball, Pete Rosenstein. Pete Rosen.
Well,
you know what? He probably is Jewish. He just cut off the other half of it.
Sure, because they didn't like Jews. Yeah. You know?
Well, see, this is the worst part about it because you're doing this kind of stuff and you're influenced. You're the coach. You're influencing
100
kids on your football team and you're teaching all of those kids to be anti-Semitic, you know? And that's the worst thing you could do. Like, to influence.
And that's right. You coach. So you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the worst thing you could do.
You know, I really think, you know, and I know this is going to sound crazy. Like, I think you have to teach people. Like, you can't, like, you can punish people, but if you just punish them and they don't learn anything, then it's like, and when I say this, I know this sounds absurd, but it's like what they should do is take these kids to a concentration camp so that they understand what happened there. Like,
yeah,
you take them to the concentration camp.
Yeah.
Kill them all.
Like, take them there and be like, this is where they gassed them. This is where they put them in ovens. These are where the ashes were. This, like, they need to see it, and then they won't do it again. They'll understand it, you know.
Yeah,
when you're so disconnected, I mean, even take them to the fucking one in Washington D.C. I mean, they do a good job there. The Holocaust.
Yeah, I've been there. that
they do a good job. I mean, it's very powerful.
There's one right on Fifth and Market where we used to be, right?
That's right. That's right. You know? Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, I think as a coach, you know what I mean? That's probably the worst thing you possibly did. Like, you know, I mean, yes, I totally, I'm in a white bread town, a lot of white, you know, kids, maybe, you know, there's maybe a couple black kids on our team, but like, you can't just, you know, go to a team that has all black players and say crappy things about them. Like, that's the worst thing you possibly do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I would never, like, that would be the least thing from my mind. I mean, you look at the NFL, you look at NBA, you know, like all these, you know, you're going to have these kids look up to all these players. Like, you know, it's very diverse. There's just not white players on there. There's, you know?
Yeah.
So I just, that pisses me off as a coach. Like,
yeah, no, I know. You know, I know. Really it's awful. It's just sickening. All right. Did you want to go to do your band name thing?
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm going to say the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The first three, whoever gets three right first wins.
Okay.
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 It doesn't matter. Okay. Huggy, you're first.
Okay.
The first one is the Pudding Pipers, real or fake. Let me get my real or fake Pudding Pipers.
I'm going to say real.
That is incorrect. Incorrect.
The Red Hot Pudding Pipers.
Applehead. The Taint Timers.
I'm going to say that is a fake name.
That is correct. That is correct. Fake name. Yeah, all baby. Right. Huggy.
I think I've got Matt's game figured
Huggy,
out.
Huggy, the next one is the Nightmare Feet.
I'm going to say real.
That is incorrect. Applehead, in your crevice.
I'm going to say that's a
That is incorrect.
Matt's sound effect.
Yeah, no,
they're just random. Right, they're just random.
No connection.
Huggy, opposing bums.
Real.
Incorrect.
You would think that sound effect would be for something you got right.
It's completely wrong.
Applehead, totally premature.
I'm going to say that is a real name.
That is incorrect, too. Huggy, Jenna's douche.
Real.
That's incorrect as well. Applehead, Lila's lips.
I want to say that's a fake name.
That is correct. That is true for Applehead.
Has there been one band name that
maybe,
has been?
Maybe not. Huggy, the Black Barons.
That's real.
Nope. Wrong. Applehead, the Shaggy Buggies.
The Shaggy Buggies. I'm going to say that's...
Oh, that is correct! That is correct!
Wow. Oh, my God.
Applehead wins.
Yeah.
Every one of the...
There was not one
real band name in that whole thing.
No. Then it was just... There's no real, like, no. You didn't put one real one in there.
I know, that was the funny part.
You're an asshole. You're a horrible game show host. Like, that's so mean.
Yeah, you play Wheel of Fortune, or no, you play, like, Family Feud and not one. Like, a real thing or whatever.
Like, that's so mean.
Or Jeopardy.
I was writing down all the fake names. I was like, and I wrote down more fake names. I'm like, wait, I don't have one real name in here. I'm like, Oh, well, I'll just go with it.
That really was mean.
Wow, you're very upset about it, aren't you?
Yeah, you couldn't use one real one?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. That was my game tonight.
Wow.
My game was all fake names. Maybe next week I'll do all real names. I'm sorry, you lost. Except the losing.
I guess so. I have no choice.
Applehead. Very good, Applehead. Applehead wins again.
Once again.
I have an applause in here somewhere, but I can't say it because my eyes. There we go. That's the applause.
Yeah, no, that was horrible. I got everything wrong. Besides, I think I've ever done so bad. I got everyone wrong. Wow.
Oh, that was awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you.
No problem. That's what I do.
Wow. Let's move on to some disturbing facts. Yeah, I know. He really does. The sound effects really made it. The lack of any connection.
Thank you.
That's to what was happening is what made it, I think. I kind of like that, though. That was fun. Disturbing fact one. When a fly lands on your food, they vomit a mixture of saliva and enzymes to break it down so they can suck it up using their tongues. I didn't know that. So if a fly lands on your food, I would not eat it. That's me talking there.
I would say that out of all the insects, I hate flies they're the number one insect I hate.
They're disgusting. I mean,
I don't mind ticks. I don't mind mosquitoes. I don't mind spiders. I don't mind those weird crickets that jump around in my basement, but I hate flies.
Yeah.
Because they just remind me of flying poop with wings.
Yeah.
That's where they're born out of is poop. Right?
And I mean they birth maggots. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean they're disgusting.
They are the most flying. It's a flying piece of poop is what they are.
Pretty much.
That's exactly what they remind me of. If something lands, you're right. If something lands on my food, nope. Nope. Fly, nap. I would eat a spider before I eat something that a fly lands on.
If you ever seen the Amityville Horror,
that movie, all the flies,
of all the instincts, or all the insects,
yeah, they're all flies.
That you know, the demon is fucking spawning. Yeah, they're flies
because they're disgusting.
Ugh.
Ugh. So they vomit on your food.
Yeah, they vomit. Yeah. So that's great. This is a very disturbing one. There are over 200 corpses from climbers on Mount Everest. The extreme weather prevents their removal and preserves them. So, if you climb Mount Everest, there'll be 200, at least 200 dead bodies.
But you're gonna
be like the White Walkers.
And you're gonna see
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you'd run into 200 corpses. Yeah.
Oh my god!
It's just awful to die up there.
What does that tell you?
Don't fucking climb Mount Everest. Yeah. That's what that tells me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take your adventure and do something else. Get on a roller coaster. That's fine.
Yeah.
But not
these people that have to do to climb Mount Everest. For what reason? Here's another one.
Cool.
This one is really disturbing. One out of every 6 phones have fecal matter on them. And you know why, because you know, you're taking it in while you're taking a shit. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Your Instagram button. Is yeah, around.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know what? I read
you're on
the
shitter
day.
While using Twitter.
Yeah.
I read that the other day, I think.
Yeah.
And I was with my buddy and we were having wings at one of the bars and we got done eating the wings and I took my little, you know, alcohol wipe. I was like, dude, you should wipe your phone down. Your phone contains so much feces. You don't even know it. And he was like, really? And he totally wiped his phone down. And so did I.
But it's true. Yeah, I mean, just think about it. Of course, it's gonna your phone's gonna be covered in poop if you're taking it to the bathroom.
whatever you do, don't lick your phone.
So when I lick my phone, it's not good.
No,
that's disgusting.
Okay, sorry.
The vanilla flavoring in some food comes from a secretion made by beavers. Didn't know that. I'm always up to hear more about beaver-related facts.
What kind of a secretion?
What can you?
I don't know if it's a. Let's see. A
milky white substance.
Oh, here it is. It's referred to as natural flavoring. It comes from the castor sac scent glands of male or female beavers, which are located conveniently by their anuses. There you go. That's convenient.
So it's coming out of their ass.
That would be the anus, correct? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen many a beaver secrete substances. It's, you know, it's kind of disgusting.
I never saw a beaver secrete stuff like that before.
Well, you know, I spend a lot of time in the wild.
Did you know that? Here's
like
one.
This. Hold on, Huggy. Hold on.
Yeah. Go ahead. No, yeah. Why known as Big Brown Beaver? Yeah. Who doesn't love that song?
That's a great song.
That was the intro to the show.
That was, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was.
Yeah,
I thought we had a really good intro to the show too.
That's a great intro.
That was a good intro.
You know that Big Brown Beaver showed off to all our friends.
Yeah. God, I missed that.
Oh yeah, me too.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good theme. That was a good
that
theme.
Was that Jaybird? Jaybird.
It was a good. Who picked that?
Is that Jaybird who picked that?
Might have been Jaybird. Yeah.
You could probably give Jaybird credit.
Yeah.
I give credit. I mean, I give props to Jaybird because I thought that was a good choice for a song.
Okay.
There we go. Okay.
And this last one is, you know, the scent musk, you know, that they have, the popular musk scent. Well, it came from the musk, came from a sack in front of a deer's dick. So, it's from the sack where the deer's dick is.
So when we wear musk, we wear a deer dick on us.
Today it's a synthetic version.
But we're still wearing synthetic deer dick smell on us when we run.
The
girls like that.
Deer dick, go figure, right? Yeah.
Hey, whatever it takes. And like I said, I spent a lot of time in the wild.
Had some deer dick,
deer dick. And if it's Saturday night, right on. Let's go, ladies.
All bets are off on a Saturday
night. Here you go. Here you go, little does. Here you go. That's some applehead musk on me. Oh, man.
Yes.
Very
That's
disturbing
good stuff.
Facts. Very good, Huggy.
Yeah. There you go. I thought you'd enjoy that. It's good.
Disturbing facts.
I love the disturbing facts. I really do. So, there you go. And that's there you go. That's some good content we had this week. We went through some situations in your life. We had horrible, embarrassing posts that people did. We had fake names, not real or fake names, just fake names. Because there were no real names used in this week's show. And some disturbing facts.
We got it all down. In 1 week.
We did. We got it all in there. Good job. Any big plans for the upcoming weekend, Joe?
Yes. I'm going to go over to my buddy Don's house. He's going to have going to play cornhole starting at 2, and he's going to have a barbecue at 5, and his wife was saying that we You see, here we go with the friends getting drunk, that we better not be drunk by the time she gets home at 5 and all the food better be cooked. So I said to my buddies, I was like, maybe we should just drink near beer, you know, up until 5. But none of them really liked that idea. Near beer, you know, like
O'Doul's. What kind of beer?
Why would you do that?
Oh,
I don't get it.
So we don't get drunk.
I mean, so just drink something else. Why would you drink near beer?
Because then we're still drinking beer, but like, we're not, you know. I don't know what to do.
I mean,
just
don't drink. Like that's like, it's like having, it's like decaf coffee. Like, why are you having coffee? Like, people have coffee to stay alive, to wake up. They don't have it for any other. Decaf is like near beer. That's
so
all it is.
Which should I do? I don't know. I'm very confused.
What time are you guys starting?
I mean, can you just pace yourself? She just said, don't be drunk.
Starting at 2.
Like.
Well,
why? So we could drink just beer.
Just.
Well, because then, you know, 5. Then we'll. I mean, then we won't be drunk by 5.
Or start at 3:30, you know, like split the difference.
And then do what?
You know? I mean, I don't know. Like, you can't figure out what to do. I mean, she didn't say not to. She just said, don't be drunk at 5 o'clock and no food cooked.
Wait, so let me ask you a question, right, Matt. So if you start at 2, when will your night end?
Well, let me see. Depends how much I drink. Probably.
Let's go.
I started at 2.
Average.
Probably, yeah. I'd be pretty toasted at 10:30. That might be my whole night. I might be drunk at 10:30.
And you'll go home at 10:30 and pass
yeah,
out.
Maybe. Yeah. Probably.
That's when the psychedelics kick in.
Depends. If another guy shows up, then we'll take those at like 5. Then we figure out 6, you know? I have to admit that I don't know if we talked about this, but for St. Patrick's Day, we went out and we drank Guinness all night and went to my buddy's house, and we might have partaked in some kind of marijuana. And usually when I smoke that stuff, like I'm done. That's it. You know, you fall asleep. You're just kind of like, hey, man, like that. You go to hey, man, right? With this stuff, in all of us, and it was like,
yeah.
But all 4 of us, you know, took, you know, a couple hits of it, and we're all like, holy shit, I'm like more wide awake than I was before. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
You were probably smoking it different.
Yeah. There you go.
100%. But I'm saying that strain that I smoked, I was like, wow, never felt like that before. I was like,
hey, man. Hey, man, how you guys doing? Hey, man. Hey, man.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm here. Yeah. You guys
see that noise? All paranoid.
And a cop.
So, so that's going to be my weekend. How about you guys?
I gotta work Saturday. I see the kids have some sports stuff. That's about it.
I Villanova's playing Saturday night.
Oh, they're still in it, dude.
They're still in it. Contention in my pool. Yeah. I got them going to the championship game. So they're in Sweet 16. Watch that. I'm gonna go check out the new casino in South Philly.
What's it called?
Live.
Is that by the stadium?
And
yeah, I saw that. I saw that dude. Big thing. Well, good.
So I heard it's pretty nice. The only problem is you can't drink on the casino floor, but you can drink in like the restaurant.
Why can't you drink on the casino floor?
Well, you can't. It's because the stupid
COVID rules. Oh, that's a COVID rule? Oh, okay.
Like, you know, and then I heard that Pennsylvania is going to open up 75% capacity for bars and restaurants. I think you can sit at the bar in the state of Pennsylvania, except for the It's still, they're going to wait. This is what I heard. I'm not sure if this is official because I don't watch the news anymore. But if Philadelphia is going to wait.
Okay, well, that's all right, dude. I mean, we've been waiting.
Can this mayor just, like, get in a spaceship and fly into outer space? And never
Listen, we've been waiting a year, man. So what the hell's another month at this point? You know? Like, we're almost there. We're getting to the end, so. I don't know.
Jersey?
I just go out to drink. I don't really look at the bars.
I just go out to drink.
Well, no, you know that. All right, that bar you could
belly up at. Which it is. All the other bars you can't belly up at. So every other bar is no scenario. All right,
well, you know what? I don't know why people come into the city of Philadelphia anymore. Why would you? For what? You can go in the suburbs. You can go to Jersey. Things are more open.
Well, but I guess it stands to reason, though. Like, you got to start it in the smaller area, and then you can grow. Because if you overwhelm a big city, then you're going to get way more than you bargained for. You know, it's like, look at what happened. Just what happened with spring break. It got out of hand because, you know, there's no stop sign. So it was like, just
people are getting vaccinated.
I mean, it's happened. I'm just saying, I think that you don't want to overwhelm, you know, high densely populated areas.
Do it by neighborhood. And
starting with yours, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're going to start with the neighborhood where
cheerleaders live. Well, my wife's like, I got you a vaccine. I'm like, ah, cool. When is it? She's like, Saturday. I'm like, I'm not getting it Saturday. That's Don's barbecue. She's like, what's the matter with that? I'm like, well, if I get sick, I won't be able to drink all night. So, you know,
schedule me for another day. That really does. It really cuts into your social calendar. Yeah. That vaccine. I agree.
Don't get it on a Saturday. Like, come on, dude.
It's like my day.
It'll be a beautiful day out.
Matt gets a shot in his arm and he loses all function of his right arm. And
Then I'm just a complete mess. And I have to, like, put it down in a dog, you know, bowl and drink it like that. And I'm just, like, doing that.
Dog bowl. Because you'd still do it. It's not like you wouldn't. Totally drink it like that. It's just a little embarrassing. That's all.
It's Don's barbecue. Matt's drinking out of a dog bowl, and he's eating hamburger meat. Out
of it. You're a good Matt. You're such a good Matt. Hey, man.
Somebody let Matt outside.
Matt just goes outside and takes a dump in the bushes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Enjoy the weekend. It's supposed to be real nice. Right. Enjoy it.
Yeah. It sounds like, it's great. Enjoy. Everybody have a good weekend. Great.
Good time. Very good content.
Yeah. Really?
All right. I want to ask your guys' prediction. When I go to this casino, am I walking out a winner or a loser?
I think the same way you're walking in, big fucking loser.
That was a softball.
But I owed you. I owed you.
I just gave you.
I think you're gonna win. I think you're gonna win. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt. Huggy said, what did you say, Huggy?
You're gonna leave the same way you walked in, big fucking loser. Hey, I owed him for the Jew comment. I did. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to even it up.
I didn't. I thought it was great.
Wait, are you? So, what are you going to play though? No, what are you going to play?
Let's see. Probably some video poker, blackjack. Actually, I haven't played craps in a while. I'm due for a good craps game. It'll be craps or blackjack. And I'll throw some. I'm going to throw some money on some.
I like blackjack, but I'm so impulsive. I have to. I'm just too impulsive. That's my problem with blackjack. I react emotionally instead of using my brain.
Well, there is a.
I know there is. I always get burned on 12. Always get burned on a 12.
Not hit.
Do you hit or not?
I hit and always get burned.
But you know what? The odds are in your favor to hit if the dealer, depending on what the dealer has. But the worst thing that people do when they play blackjack is split tens. Never split tens. You have a 20. It's basically a winning.
You have a really good shot of winning.
And then you fuck everybody else over at the other.
Okay, well, there you go. Don't split tens.
So there's Applehead's betting.
Thank you.
I once got two aces split them.
And
still
time.
Didn't get blackjack on either one.
Yeah, that's happened to me. But if you ever get aces, you always split aces.
First of all, you got a chance. Yeah. You got a chance at something.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh man.
But it also depends on the casino or the table, where if some casinos you split the ace and whatever the card comes up, I'm pretty sure this is the case where you can't hit again. But
when you split something, you can never hit again. Once you split them, that's it. Whatever you get is what you get.
That's it. Yeah, you get the one.
No, that's not necessarily true. I think it's just with some casinos, it's just the aces.
I think Matt's right. I think when you split, you just get the whatever card you get, you get. You can't keep going.
You know what? I'm going to have to double check. I think it may depend on the casino and the table. Because some tables have different, they're all kind of the same, but there may be some.
Huggy. He's going to fucking lose.
Yeah, exactly. He's no chance. No chance at all.
Okay. Let's end on that one.
Yeah, next podcast. Yo, guys, $20.
Yeah. Okay, gentlemen.
All right. So, So I guess that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
I'll see you guys.
All right. Good luck.